Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. My name is Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm your host as well as the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the margins of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, every day we take a look at a passage from the McShane Bible reading plan and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And today we read Exodus 34, John 13, Proverbs 10, and Ephesians 3. And I have a confession to make, y'all. Many of you who know me know this. I thrive off of inspiration. Okay, I know that's not much of a confession. But as such is true of me, I've learned that it's vitally important that I stay seeped in inspiring environments and chewing on inspiring content. The reason the inspiration is so important to me is because what is true for us all in this world is that our battle in our mind steers the activity of our hands. In my head, yeah, it's a dangerous and wondrous place. I can conceive of the most inventive and imaginative ideas, and yet at the same time, I can be cruel, especially to myself and the high expectations and low level of grace and inaccurate view I have of who I am and what I can achieve. This battle with self-limiting thinking has been a barrier as far as I can remember. So when I come to the text of Ephesians 3 and I run headfirst into the end of the chapter, I am immediately challenged and inspired. Verse 20 reads, "Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us." Whoa. I can't help but be blown away by Paul in this moment and tempted to disregard the statement fully because I think, but God, I have a very active imagination. I mean, I think I can imagine well more than I am sure and I am convinced you want to do in my life. And that's just it. I am convinced. To convince is to cause someone to believe firmly in something or to overcome or defeat in an argument. As I come to this text already convinced, I enter in defeated in the mind. I am holding on to something as though it were true, and God, just as he does throughout the scripture, is calling me, calling us to release it, to let go of what we believe to be true, that of which we are convinced as we gaze upon him and what he says is true. We must choose to exchange the lie for the truth. I want to do that. I need to do that. While the implications of God's power at work within us definitely extend into our world and the places and spaces we will impact and subdue for the kingdom and his glory, the thrust of this text is actually very specifically talking about God's work within us. I think it is so important for us to trust that God wants to do so much through us. But we cannot skip the most important and pressing concern. It's the work he wants to do in us. Oftentimes we skip to the working through and neglect his working within. It is the main idea of what Paul just concluded telling us that he prays, that we would be strengthened so that Christ would dwell in our hearts and that we would truly know his love and be filled with God. That is all about the work within. So as we engage in the battle of the mind and our often self-limiting thoughts, let us not only combat the way we ask or think about God's power to work through us, but first let us imagine what he can do in us. We can be free from negative self-talk. We can be free from addiction. We can be free from lustful patterns. We can be free from foolish thinking. We can be free from hateful attitudes. He doesn't just want you, he doesn't just want me to thrive in having impact. He wants to transform us in the process. Let us ask and think great things that God can do in us and through us together. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you that you began a good work in us. When you gave us your Spirit, as we received the truth that Jesus was our Lord and Savior, and we trusted in him as we repented, Lord God, you gave us your Spirit. You began a regenerative work in us. You began the transformative work in us, Lord God, and we trust that you will complete it. And we ask that you would not only continue to move us along this journey of us strengthening us, Lord God, but we ask that you would turn us into powerhouses of faith, that you would turn us into mighty warriors within ourselves, Lord God, that we would never put down our sword and put down our shield and come against the lies that the enemy tries to speak in us. We ask that you would grow us into mighty pillars of strength in you, Lord God, that we would be amazing storehouses of your love, Lord God, that we would be grand temples that point to you. We imagine great things. We imagine beyond our current capacity that you can do in us and through us. Would you make it so, Jesus? It's in your mighty name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys. Well, that is the podcast today. Head on over to 5bythefire.org. Let me know your thoughts. Leave comments over there. Subscribe where you listen to podcasts. Rate and review it wherever you can so others hear about it, and share it. And I will see you back here next time on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.